Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today about a topic. Haven't covered this before. In general, I mean, loosely I have, but not a basic teaching on it. I'm going to call this Abiding in Christ. Abiding in Christ, yeah. Churchianity is awash with a heresy. It's called once saved, always saved. The idea that you do not have to remain or abide or strive in Christ, and you can still have the hope of eternal life and gain the kingdom of God. Let's refute this idea that you do not have to remain or endure in Christ to find salvation. Yeah, let's refute this right here. I've got lots of articles on this at don'tperish.com, teaching blog. Look under Once Saved, Always Saved, Exposed. I got a whole bunch of articles. This one will be added here as an audio. Let's read John 15, 1 through 10, and then 14. I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. But if a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Here is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So that's verses 1 through 10. Let's talk about this word abide. What I read to you there, it's used 9 times in that short section of scripture. The Greek word is meno. It's a verb. It's an action word. Here's what it means. Ready? To stay. To dwell continually. To endure. To be present. To remain. To stand. To tarry. To reference in place. To do not depart. To continue to be present. To be kept continually. To continue, to not perish, to last, to endure, to survive, to reference, to state or condition, to remain as, not to another or to be different. Yeah, go look that up for yourself. That word abide, it means we have to endure in Christ. God's word is full of this admonishment all over Scripture that we must endure in a saving faith via the gospel, not fall away, turn away, fall back. This false idea that you are once saved, always saved, because you said a prayer, you got baptized, you believe, you go to church. This is not taught anywhere in Scripture. This is a false demonic lie. Again, go back and read John 15, 1 through 10. See that word abide used over and over. Then look up what the word abide means. Yeah. You got to abide in Christ. You got to remain in that saving faith. Then go to my teaching blog from don'tperish.com. Look up all the articles on Once Saved, Always Saved, Exposed. I got a whole bunch of them in there. Loaded with scripture. I'm trying to help you see. Don't listen to these churchianity false teachers, Satan's workers and hirelings. You must strive on and endure in Christ, in a saving faith, via the biblical gospel, or you have no hope of eternal life to come. Go study abide. I hope you're abiding in Christ. We're here to help you do that. I hope this short teaching has blessed you. Abiding in Christ, what a glorious thing. He gives us the power to do it, the grace, the word, the spirit, the repentance. Yeah, all of this is of the Father. But you know what? We must turn our will towards him, draw near to God, and we must not turn away from that saving faith and always be leaning our will towards him, abiding in him, producing fruit in him. This is all evidence that you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. What else are you going to produce with the Holy Spirit of God in you? Sin and worldliness? No. You're going to abide in goodness, truth, righteousness, mercy, love, purity. Yeah, and you're going to purge everything else out. I hope you're abiding in Christ. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go check out all those articles. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.